Country Club FM.
Party favors for everybody. It is the Friday edition of the Bob Almanac. Welcome here. Keep it for that song of the day right to this station following as Neil guides us through an epically long stretch of uninterrupted music between 9 and 10. And just leading into that, we'll give you the song of the day so you can win tickets to see who's it, Josh Nichols, and we got a little Billy Ray Cyrus.
Josh Turner. Dwight Yoakam.
Are you sure it's Dwight Yoakam?
It's Josh Turner, Billy Ray Cyrus.
38 Special.
30 and 32 Below. Yeah. And Dwight Yoakam was the first one, wasn't he?
We have an almanac salute here today.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
I'll guarantee you, Mr. Flair, that it's going to be number 8. I don't care what I've got to do. I don't care how far I've got to go or what it takes. Number 8 is going to be Harley Race's.
Harley Race passed away yesterday, 76, complications from lung cancer. And he wrestled a lot in the AWA in the 60s. He was handsome Harley Race. He was partnered with Pretty Boy Larry Hannig before he was known as the Axe. And then he went to the NWA and dominated there. Was kind of their Nick Bockwinkel during that stretch of winning so many championships. And I remember him coming back here to the AWA. He was in the WWF there for a little bit towards the end of his career. But Harley Race, 8-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, dead. Now crossing over to the Gons But Not Forgotten, sadly.
Rest in peace.
All right. Today, Friday, August 2nd, 214th day of the year, 151 left to go. 1610, Henry Hudson. He's got a lot of things named after him, including a bay. He entered the bay that later bared his name, the Hudson Bay, as you know.
Right.
And, of course, that was also the bay where his crew would mutiny on him and would set him adrift. And he and the people that were going to stand behind Henry Hudson, they were in that boat too, and they were never seen again.
Right.
It wasn't a good way to end it.
No.
1858, the first mailboxes in the United States were installed along the streets of Boston and New York City. It wasn't long after teenagers came along with eggs and bats, right?
Yeah.
The egg mailboxes, and then the ones that were even more violent, they would take baseball bats to those mailboxes, which is a federal offense, Neil.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
Don't do it.
1887, barbed wire was patented. Roll Hodge. Keeping track of those patents here for you on the Bob Almanac.
Did Pamela Anderson have anything to do with that? She had the barbed wire.
That was the movie Barbed Wire, right? It was really good from what I remember.
Yeah.
Conscious of the disaster which would inevitably follow if Nazi Germany should be the first to succeed in releasing atomic energy, Dr. Einstein decided to write a personal letter to the president.
Yes, he did, saying, 1939, we need to get one of these before Germany. So that was kind of the beginning of the whole Manhattan Project. That was this date, 1939. When Einstein spoke, people listened.
For sure.
And when he wrote a letter, people read it. Albert Einstein. He was highly regarded and respected. And that was 1939. In 43...
here we are, beat and burned and given up for dead, living on green coconuts with no water in the middle of 15,000 Japanese soldiers. And you decide the odds with us.
It's a flaw in my character.
You don't have
That's
to
from
right
the on. Movie PT-109, because it was this date that PT, Patrol Torpedo Boat 109, was rammed and sunk by a Japanese destroyer, of course. John F. Kennedy was in command of that vessel and saved a number of the men. It was made famous by that movie and also a song by Jimmy Dean.
Who was the guy playing him there?
Cliff Robertson played JFK in that movie from the early 60s. It was 43, PT-109, rammed and sunk. 1969, Bob Dylan made a surprise appearance at his 10th reunion at Hibbing High School. How about that?
Wow.
1969, already a big star. He strolls in there. Obviously, he didn't say he was going to be there ahead of time.
No.
That would have been chaotic. I'm sure it was chaotic enough, just him showing up. But if people would have known he was coming, maybe that would have increased the attendance. And the class of 59 from Hibbing would have made more money.
They probably would have.
They could have hired a better band and made more money because more people would have registered, pre-registered. for their reunion had they known
yep.
that Robert Zimmerman would be there for
That's
their 10th
good.
Reunion in Hibbing in 69. 69 also same day.
When getting off the plane, President Richard Nixon and Mrs. Patricia Nixon are welcomed by the President of the State Council of Romania, Nicolae Ceaușescu, and his wife, Elena Ceaușescu.
Yeah, you hear a lot about Nixon going to China. You hear a lot about Nixon going to the Soviet Union. We totally forget about him going to Romania.
Yeah, I did forget about that.
That was this date, 1969. And as it turned out, Nicolae Ceaușescu wasn't that nice of a guy.
No.
As we found out maybe a couple of decades later. But on this day in 69, he greeted President Richard Nixon coming off of Airport One this date in Romania. How about in 79 in the news?
The world of baseball is in mourning tonight for one of its finest stars. Thurman Munson, the 32-year-old captain of the New York Yankees, is dead.
He was a good player and another one of these beginning pilots.
Jeez.
That crashed while he was actually learning. He was doing touch and goes at the airport. It was in Ohio, Akron, or Columbus, or somewhere in his home.
Must have been a day off.
It was a day off during the Yankee season. And rather than spending time with his teammates or playing golf or something, he was learning how to fly. But there was pilot error, and he was dead at 32.
Great catcher. Good hitter.
Good hitter.
Know, great behind the dish.
And wasn't he an MVP?
Yeah, he was.
With the Yankees?
I think he. I don't know. Yeah, he might have been. He was their captain.
Yeah, he was. He was a catcher for those championship teams in the 70s that they had. 1990.
There is no place for this sort of naked aggression in today's world. And I have taken a number of steps to indicate the deep concern that I feel over the events that have taken place.
That's our president, President Bush. Bush 41, because this was the date that Iraq invaded Kuwait. Iraq claimed that Kuwait had driven down oil prices by exceeding production quotas set by OPEC, so they invaded and then claimed that Kuwait was part of them.
Yeah.
It was one of their provinces.
That's really why they invaded.
1990, and then, of course, came Operation Desert Shield, and then Operation Desert Storm. That was 1990. And then 2018, just 1 year ago...
Between major milestone, Apple becoming the first publicly traded company in the world to hit $1 trillion in net worth. ABC's chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis is here. And Rebecca, it's a lot of iPhones.
It is mind-boggling, Amy. Yeah, put it this way. Apple is now as valuable as the four biggest U.S. banks combined. And if you'd put...
That's insane.
That is
insane. A lot of people buy their products, though.
Yeah.
They love their Apple products.
Yeah, they do.
There's no doubt about that. You know, if you would have put $10,000 into Apple, invested $10,000 into Apple in 1980, by now you'd have $1 million. I guess that'd be a good investment.
That would be good.
You'd have to be very patient with that investment.
Yep.
Let it last that long, 40-some years or so. So that's what's going on there. Let's move on to birthdays now.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
The lovely Lennon sisters.
Wonderful.
Lawrence Welk show would not have been the same. I know Myron Florin was fantastic, but...
Right. Getting to know and the Lennon. Whole bubble machine, the whole deal, but really, it's the girls.
Kathy Lennon of the Lennon sisters, 75 today. This is the guy that presided over the O.J. Simpson trial. Don't get him angry.
You're being unreasonable. They've given you color photographs. They can exhibit to you the originals. He's indicated he'll give anyone that they're not going to use. Settle it between yourselves at lunch. You guys are wasting my time here.
Don't waste Lance Ito's time, all right? Mm-hmm. And remember, we had the dancing Ito's on the Jay Leno show. He was part of that circus, and it was his fault that we all knew about it because he's the one who said we could have TV cameras and that they could televise the trial. He could have said no. You can't, we wouldn't know as much about the trial as we did. They probably wouldn't have movies and shows about it because we wouldn't have seen what took place inside other than the artist's rendering, which are very nice.
Which are always fun.
Yes, very fun. So that's Lance Ito. He's now retired, Neil, and he's 69, and he's one of the few people, the main participants and characters in that whole OJ thing that didn't really go out, from what I can tell, that really went out and made money off it. Didn't write a book or a memoir or anything like that.
Yeah.
He stayed pretty low-key.
He was doing his job.
If you could stay low-key after that trial. 69 for him.
Boy, look at the neat lightning. I sure hope it hits our house.
Eddie, how do you like me as Priscilla?
Corny. Why don't you dress up as Lady Gorilla or something pretty like that?
There he is, Butch Patrick. He was a very good Eddie Munster.
He was good.
And had a heck of a widow's peak and somehow was able to control Spot.
One of the best. Yes. Very hard for anybody else to do.
Butch Patrick, you remember what the name of his stuffed animal was? Woof Woof.
Yeah.
He had a little wolf, like a werewolf doll. Woof Woof. Butch Patrick, 66 today. Apollonia worked with Prince's girlfriend there. Of course, she was also in the movie Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Minneapolis, St. Paul area. Apollonio Cotero. Apollonia is 60 today. The big 6-0 for Apollonia. Victoria Jackson, you remember her from SNL?
There's a current fad that is offending me. Dumb blonde jokes. Not because I'm blonde, but because they're not funny. Here's a few that my friends told me that I've analyzed. Blondes went to Disneyland and they saw a sign that said Disneyland left, so they went home. So then what happened? What's the punchline?
Yeah, what is it, Victoria?
She's good.
Victoria Jackson, happy birthday. What is her 1959? That would make her 60 today.
The big 6-0.
60 for Victoria Jackson and Edward Furlong, John Connor.
Oh, yes.
If you want to shine them on, it's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
From Terminator 2, Edward Furlong, John Connor. He's the one who sent the Terminator. He's 42.
That's it. Gone but not forgotten today. Actress, singer, Myrna Loy, not so much singer, but actress. She was opposite William Powell in all the Thin Man movies. Then would show up in Airport, too, in the 70s. She was born on this day in 1905. Fine actress and dancer, Anne Dvorak, 1912. Academy Award-winning actress Beatrice Straight. Remember Network?
Get out! Go anywhere you want. Go to a hotel. Go live with her, but don't come back. Because after 25 years of building a home and raising a family and all the senseless pain that we have inflicted on each other, I'm damned if I'm going to stand here and have you tell me you're in love with somebody else.
That's the kind of performance that wins you an Academy Award.
That's impressive. Beatrice Straight was that actress, born on this day, 1914. He was in All of the Family and In the Heat of the Night, great actor Carol O'Connor.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
Archie telling it like it is, as he did.
He could see the future, evidently. Actor, that's Carol O'Connor. What about Peter O'Toole?
To dream the impossible dream. To find the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow.
What an inspirational song. Oh, I listen to this every time before I tee him up or do anything important.
So good. Peter O'Toole, 1932, Lawrence of Arabia, Troy, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, the list goes on. 1932, director Wes Craven. He gave us The Nightmare on Elm Street and some other scary things. He was born on this day in 1939. And singer Andrew Gold.
Dressing up warmly and we'll send him to school. It'll teach him how to fight to be nobody's fool. Oh, oh, what a lonely boy.
Now, you know, he's also known for what?
Although TV theme, right. You know, from the Golden Girls.
He didn't sing it, though. He didn't. Right. He sang the song. It was a hit. He wrote the song. But when they used it on the Golden Girls, he didn't use his voice, which was unfortunate. They should have.
That's a song from Takes Me Back to My Senior Year in High School.
1977, top 10.
Yeah, Andrew Gold, born on this day, 1951. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed one.
Whoa, what about the phone?
You're on it all the time.
What? First I can't use the radio, now I can't use the phone. What next? The curling iron? Your toothbrush?
You use my toothbrush?
Yours is the green one, right?
He was Willie on Elf. And Elf went back and forth. That's Max Wright. We just lost him this summer. Max Wright, 1943 from Elf.
There you go.
1943. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. You know what we haven't forgotten is that we have the Grand Country Night tickets. Now, you said it was Josh Turner, not Josh Nichols. So I don't even know who that is.
You said Josh Nichols.
I know. That's what I said.
No, I said Josh Turner.
I know. That's what I meant. You said Josh Turner, right?
Right.
So it's Josh Turner. It's Dwight Yoakam. It's Billy Ray Cyrus, 38 Special, 32 Below. On August 10th, Grand Casino Hinkley Grand Country Night. Would you like to win a couple of tickets? Listen between 1 and 3 today for Josh Turner, Long Black Train. Long Black Train starts, Josh Turner starts rumbling along. It's not just the train that's going to cause rumbling. Of course, it's his voice because he can get low.
They're all coming down the line.
The lower octaves for Josh Turner easily achieved.
Mm-hmm.
And so Josh Turner... Long Black Train, 1 to 3, be the 13th caller, win a pair of tickets. Would you like to start the long stretch of music here for a no-repeat Friday with Highway Robbery, Tanya Tucker?
Mm-hmm.
The other one on the list is Colin Ray, My Kind of Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Or you go with Waylon, and it's the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard, just a couple good old boys.
It's TV theme time.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.